Hello, everyone. Welcome. This is Scott Welly. How are you today? Well, me? Oh, I'm great. Thanks for asking. All right. Well, we're getting this thing started off on a good note, aren't we? Today, we are going to talk about motivational quotes. And for the people that know me best, I am an absolute sucker for motivational quotes. I love them. I've heard a ton of them, obviously, over the course of my day because I just like listening to them and like reading them. But there's something about motivational quotes. If you see one or if you hear one, and it just really, it connects with you, if it kind of strikes a chord in you, if it strikes a chord in your heart, you know, there's just something cool about it where it's just, when you find one that touches you, it's like, yeah, you know, that really, that gets me. That's really me right there. So it's part of the reason that I just really enjoy motivational quotes, because when you find someone or when you find one that does strike a chord in you, that means something to you, then that's something that, whether you just simply write it down or you type it up and print it off, but that's something that you can come back to. And when, you know, life kind of kicks you and beats you down a little bit and deals you a little bit of a raw hand, you know, it's something that you can come back to when times get a little bit tough, and it can really serve as something that can pick you up, because if it does mean something to you, then that's always a good reference point. So that's just kind of a front story to exactly what we're going to be talking about and why I like motivational quotes so much. So today I'm actually going to be talking about my top six motivational quotes, and I'm not just going to talk about, I'll obviously say what the quotes are themselves, but then I'm also going to say what the quotes mean to me, and how I try to apply them in my life, and how I think you can use them as well. Because ultimately, if the quote doesn't do anything for you as far as lead to some type of action or something you can do with it, then it's really just a bunch of fancy words on a piece of paper or something that you're listening to. So let's go ahead and let's get to it. So the first one is actually a very simple one, and it's just by Aristotle. And it's just as, we are what we repeatedly do. We are what we repeatedly do. And what this means to me and why I actually like this quote, there's a little bit more on the front end or the back end, but that's the part that just means the most to me. I always talk to people about simple brain training. And if you're listening to this right now, you are effectively doing brain training. And the way that I describe it is, okay, let's think about training your body or exercising your body. And think about a time in your life, whether you just got off the exercise bandwagon or maybe you got sick or whatnot, but just think about a long period of time where you went without exercising. And think about, how did your body feel? How did it look? How did it perform? How did it function? I'm guessing probably not very well. And it always surprises me how many people, I mean, whether or not they do it, they inherently know that exercise is good for us. They know that it's healthy. They know that it makes us feel good. So they know the value of exercise, but it surprises me how few people look at training the brain and basically exercising the brain the same way. And that it really needs to be done consistently, and it needs to be done daily. If you want to be thinking positive thoughts, if you want to be focused, if you want to have good clarity of thought, if you want to have confidence, I mean, all of these brain training principles, if you really want to be strong mentally, and if you really want to be able to use your brain for all of its vast capacity and everything that it can do, I usually just call it conditioning, either brain training or conditioning, but you're basically conditioning your brain to think a certain way. And it is just like your body. It's something that has to be done repeatedly, because we are what we repeatedly do. It has to be done daily. And then if it's something that you condition daily with things like you're listening to right now, it will work for you and it will explode your potential and your results and your ability to get things done in every single area of your life. But you have to look at it exactly like, if you're going to train your body or you're going to exercise your body, you have to train your brain, you have to exercise your brain. And you will get big rewards from that. The second one is actually my favorite quote of all time. If you spent any time on my website, you've probably seen it floating around, but it's a quote by former Alabama football coach Paul Bear Bryant. And it's not a sports quote, even though it's going to sound like it, but it goes like this. Winning is not normal, and people who constantly win do so by following an abnormal path. And the discipline and dedication and sacrifices are incomprehensible to the thousands standing outside looking in who are capable of joining yet unwilling to pay the price of admission. And I'm going to say that one more time. Winning is not normal. And people who constantly win do so by following an abnormal path. And the discipline and the dedication and sacrifices are incomprehensible to the thousands standing outside looking in who are capable of joining, yet unwilling to pay the price of admission. And in that second time around, I just emphasized a few different words there because what I think you need to understand is winning can just be synonymous with success, with achievement, with accomplishment, or with your ability to achieve, I think, any goal in life. You can just substitute for winning there. And that's why I like the quote so much. But what you have to understand is that winning is not normal. And accomplishing lofty goals and accomplishing big things, there's nothing normal about it. If it were normal and if it were easy, everybody would be a millionaire. Everybody would be perfectly healthy. Everybody would be happy-go-lucky, positive people. I mean, and it's just, unfortunately, it's just not like that. That's not the way that our society is going, and I could go into a lot of reasons on why I think that happens, but the first part is realizing that it's not normal. You have to outperform the norm, and you have to do something different than what other people are doing if you are ultimately going to win. And then the discipline and the dedication and the sacrifices that are capable to be able to win and to be able to do these things are incomprehensible to the thousands who are capable of joining, yet are unwilling to pay the price of admission. And why I say that is, I mean, trust me, there's nobody that has studied successful people probably more than I have. It's really been my life's passion for over a dozen years now. And whether it's behavioral conditioning or motivational theory or just psychology or whatever it might be in regards to mental training, what I've really found is that successful people don't have anything different than unsuccessful people. They simply do things that are different than unsuccessful people. And I think that's a very basic principle to realize, because I'll be the first one to say, I used to look at very successful people, whether it was extremely wealthy people or maybe high-level athletes or somebody that just seemed really happy and really fulfilled and was really accomplished in academically or in whatever ways, and think, well, they just have something that I don't have. I'm never going to have that. I'm never going to be that person. And that's not the truth. The fact of the matter is that they just have the discipline and the dedication, and they're making the sacrifices to pay that price of admission, to follow that abnormal path to win. And I really think that's a key distinction to make. So the third quote, I've got my mom to thank for this one. Mom, thanks for getting involved in this. I'm sure she probably didn't originate the quote, but I heard it a lot growing up, so here you go. Yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, and today is a gift. That's why they call it the present. Yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, and today is a gift. That's why they call it the present. And what this simply means to me is that every single day of your life is a new chance to turn it all around. Yesterday is history, whether it was a great, amazing, fulfilling day, or whether it was a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day that you never, ever want to see again as long as you live, it's history. And tomorrow is a mystery. I mean, sometimes I talk to people about the two most useless emotions, really, at the end of the day are guilt and worry. Because guilt is you're worried. Guilt is an emotion that is tied to something that has gone on in the past that is unchangeable. And worry is about something that may or may not happen in the future. But tomorrow really is a mystery. It is 100% a mystery. But today, what we're doing right now, what are you doing on this day, is a gift, and that's why they call it the present. And I just think if you remember that, and if you just try to wake up every single day and as corny as it sounds, say, you know what, I am just going to use this day today as a gift, as a present, I think you're going to be a lot better off if you just think about it like that and really just try to make it the best day you possibly can. And then just you stack enough of those on top of each other and you're going to feel so much better. You're going to be so much happier. You're going to be so much more fulfilled. I think you're going to accomplish so much more. The fourth one, this is actually from a triathlon coach, Gail Kotouf. And I don't know this person personally. It's really just something that I came across and I heard once. And like I started off with, sometimes you hear something and it just strikes a chord in you and you're like, wow, that just really, that kind of makes sense to me. And it goes like this. Life is an obstacle course with me as the primary obstacle. If only I could get out of my own way. Life is an obstacle course with me as the primary obstacle. If only I could get out of my own way. And that to me means that really this is taking control and taking, I think, responsibility for your actions, for the things that happen to you, and realizing that, yeah, there are always humps and bumps in life, and there are tough times. You're going to go through good and bad, and it's never smooth sailing, and sometimes those speed bumps that happen to you in life, you know, those are the ones that build character. But really, at the end of the day, it's you are the obstacle that you need to overcome. And I think when you start to realize that, when you're empowered by that, when you start to think about, okay, if I can just get out of my own way, because we self-sabotage ourselves all the time. I know it as well as everyone. We self-sabotage ourselves in our thoughts, whether we just don't think positively, don't have confidence, are afraid of failing, or our behaviors, whether we're making the wrong nutritional choices or not exercising, or whether our relationships as far as how we treat people. And I mean, this can be spun 90 different ways, but if we just start to think about, okay, I'm really the primary obstacle in this, and if I can just get out of my own way, that's going to open up doors and that's going to turn those obstacles into opportunities. That's going to unlock all of my potential and everything that I'm capable of accomplishing. And then the fifth one. Simple quote by me. I don't even know how I came up with this, but falling on your face means you're moving forward. Falling on your face means you're moving forward. Very, very simple quote, and I'm going to explain this to you. What I want you to envision right now, if you're listening to this somewhere where you're not driving and you can physically stand up, what I want you to do is I want you to stand up and go kind of stand next to a wall where if you were to extend your arm straight out, say you're about 2 feet from that wall with your arm extended straight out. And I want you to just make believe that that wall out there is opportunity. And what I think most people don't realize is that really walking at the end of the day is just controlled falling. Every time that you walk, you're falling forward. And you have to put your foot out and you have to trust that your foot is going to catch yourself. But there is a period of instability and there is a period of non-support in walking where you are basically falling forward and something has to catch you. And where I'm going with you standing up and putting the wall 2 feet out in front of your outstretched arm is if that wall is opportunity and if you're going to get to that opportunity, well, you have to lean forward and you have to get a little bit unstable if you are going to get to that opportunity. And I think a lot of people don't realize that. They don't want to even move forward because they're afraid of falling. And they think, well, I'm just going to wait until all the stars in the universe are perfectly aligned and everything's kind of come together and fallen into place. And until I'm ready and until this happens and that happens or this doesn't happen or that doesn't happen. And then finally I'm going to get started and I'm going to take a shot and then I'm going to move forward. Well, that's not how it works. That's not how life works. Nothing is ever going to be so perfectly set up in your life, and there's never going to be like the ringing voice from God, you know, saying, "No, you are ready to move forward." It's never going to happen. It has to come from you have to be willing to move forward to take that first step. And even if you fall, if you fall down, even if you don't catch yourself, at least you've moved forward. And the way that successful people would look at that, even if you fall down, is, hey, now you know what not to do next time. You're one step closer to success because chances are you're not going to repeat that same mistake. You are going to continue to move forward. At least you've crossed one thing off the list that doesn't work. So don't worry about that. Don't be afraid of instability. Don't be afraid of what might happen and that kind of unsupport and uncertainty of what may happen. Just take a shot and don't be afraid to fall. And then the sixth one and the last one is a quote by Gandhi. Love this one. Live as if you were to die tomorrow. Learn as if you were to live forever. Live as if you were to die tomorrow. Learn as if you were to live forever. And I love this for a couple of reasons. Not only does I think the first part, live as if you were to die tomorrow, tie right back to the quote from my mom. See, get my mom involved again. I really feel like we should try and live each day like it's our last. We should try and get as much done as possible. We should try to treat the people in our lives with the golden rule, treat other people as we would like to be treated. But then I really am a big believer in continued learning. And again, to come back to what I started this off with as far as conditioning and brain training and exercising the brain, I feel like growth and progress and learning is why we're put here on this earth. We're put here to move forward. We're put here to learn. And I'm a person that doesn't believe in maintaining. I simply never have. I always believe in life. You're either progressing or you're regressing. And which way are you going to go? So I always believe that we should be feeding our brains. We should be exercising our brains. And we should learn as if we are going to live forever. We should try and fill our brain up with as much stuff as we possibly can. You know, I was listening to some Tony Robbins stuff a couple of days ago, and he talks about the term KNAI. And if you've never heard of it, it stands for constant, never-ending improvement. And really, that's what I think life is all about. And if you embrace that, regardless of what your passion is and really what you want to learn about, I just think that's a powerful thing to continue learning in some aspect, because the power of the human mind is incredible. The power of learning and growth and progress is just absolutely phenomenal. So that is the sixth and the final quote. And I hope some of these quotes struck a chord in you. I hope they touched something in you, and I hope they served you. And I hope you will reference them and be able to use them going forward. If you are listening to this, there's more than likely a PDF download located underneath this MP3 that you can print off that has all of these quotes listed. So feel free to go back and reference them. Or if there's a comment box for Facebook comments below it as well, feel free to list your favorite quotes, not only your favorite quotes, but also what they mean to you, and most importantly, what you've done with those quotes and the actions that you've taken. So, as always, this is Scott Welly wishing you the best of health and happiness and high performance. Have a great rest of the day.